You're listening to Side B Radio with my uncle on WPRB 103.3 FM.
Side B Radio on WPRB 103.3 FM. You can also follow us online at Phil Jackson at Facebook and on Twitter, Side B Radio 42. In the studio, I love this dude, man. I mean, this dude's been doing it for a while. He's a vet, and he can destroy your favorite rapper out there. I know he can, because I heard him do it. I heard him do it on YouTube. I heard his the tracks that he sent me. And this is actually my first time meeting him face-to-face. It's my man, Big Lou. What's going on, man? What's good?
What's good, Phil?
How you been doing, man? Yeah, you know, thank you for coming up. I know, like, last week it was, like, a little bit... Yeah. You know, it was a little bit like a little mix up, but I definitely wanted to get you up.
Yeah, no
but,
doubt.
But tell me, like, what's been going on with you, man? Because you got a story to tell, but you got new music too. So, like,
yeah, definitely.
So tell me, like, what's been going on with you, man?
Man, before I answer that question, uh-huh. Phil, I gotta like let the people know, man,
mm-hmm.
that I appreciate you. And a lot of MCs that's underground should appreciate you, man.
Well, I'm just trying, man.
You definitely go hard, man. You should be one of them cats up Hot 97 or something. You
yeah,
know what I'm
we trying,
even
though, man.
Even though you got thousands of listeners.
We,
you know what I'm saying?
We trying to get to that level, man.
Nah,
you're
going
I don't
to get, you're going to get to that
yeah,
level.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
You're going to get to that level, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, and a lot of underground cats should appreciate you because you definitely push hard for the real spitters and the real MCs that's out there, man. So shout out to you. I commend you for that.
Thank
bro.
You, man. I appreciate that. Now, definitely. Now see, now he didn't slip me some nothing. He didn't slide me no money. He didn't slide me no money.
Now let's go to the. You know,
now, like, what's been up with you, man? With the music and all that, man? Because like you've been off the scene, not really off the scene, but you've been like kind of on the low a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been still hearing, you know, Big Lou doing this, Big Lou, because yeah. A group just came up here, The Cause and Knowledge. They talked highly right. about you.
That's
and
love,
like
man.
You
that's
went up love. To like North Jersey to promote your music, and
right.
also another member of Side B Radio, Jay Gainey. He said
okay.
he loves your music. He's been riding out with you for years.
Oh man, that's a blessing. I got to get him some music too.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
So you know, shout out to all them dudes, man. You mm-hmm. know, thank you, man, for the love, man. Because without the DJs, we nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely got love for the DJs, man.
That's
you
up.
Know what I mean? You know, like yourself, DJ Absurd, mm-hmm. of course, DJ Ronan. Jay Ski, a lot of
yeah.
cats, you know what I mean, that always supported me, you know what I'm saying? Even DJs I don't even know, man, it's overwhelming, man. I get drop requests, like, probably 200 drop requests a week.
Yeah, where's mine
saying?
At?
I got you, man. I knew you was going to ask me.
I know you're busy, man.
I said I got you, man. But, yeah, I mean, right now, you know what I'm saying, we just focus, man. Right now, this was my day off, but I still came up here,
Work.
Man, because I definitely wanted to, you know, show you love, and I know you was going to definitely show me love and get the word out there, man. So
and
it's
he
all
came
about
up,
grinding.
He came up on Football Sunday that just opened up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, because at first, I'm not even going to lie. I was like, you know what? If you don't come up, I'm not mad at him because I would have stayed home too.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah. My team played already, and that was the Cowboys. That was Wednesday.
You know what?
I'm a Cowboy fan.
I want to
so.
Thank you for coming in, man.
Oh man, and the Eagles, they barely won.
Yeah.
So I was upset. I wanted them to lose that game, but they pulled it off.
Yeah, they pulled it off, man.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, like so like what's been going on with you, man?
I'm blessed, man. You know what I mean? I just came from you know, going up to the Def Jam office, shot to Lenny, yes.
Word.
And he wanted to listen to what I had, and I played him 12 tracks, which he only had 15 minutes for me, and it winded up being 2 hours.
Okay.
He put the joint on, and he just heard every song, like, and grabbed his notebook and said, wow. He was like, yo, your growth is crazy. He said, you really trying to do something, you know what I mean? You trying to get on a major scale, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Because I did radio joints, you know what I'm saying? But with my twist, you know what I'm saying? To
right.
show him that I could do it with my twist, but keep it hip-hop. You know what I mean? And he just, you know, he loved the whole thing. And, you know, we just rubbing elbows now. You know what I'm saying? And he threw some names at me and stuff like that. And we just keeping in touch and trying to work. You know what I mean? And I'm also, you know, going different avenues. But if not, I'm going definitely go independent. And
right.
Finally try and drop my first album. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That I've been working hard on. Because, you know, I never got a chance to drop an album. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I definitely want to do that, man. And I've just been reaching out to cats. And they've been showing me love, man. You know what I mean? So... You know, I'm just grateful for that, man.
Now, I know that you really can't talk about it too much, but like you said, you right. went up to Def Jam.
Right.
And right. are we looking at a possibly a good look for you? You see what I'm saying?
It looked good, you know what
He's I'm smiling,
saying?
Man.
Nah, it looked good, but, you know, we just playing it out. You know, Lenny S always supported me, man, and, you know what I mean? You know, I'm grateful for that dude because... Even with the Slay situation, he never stopped calling me and never stopped staying in touch with me. And he was like, yo, you got to come up here. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, you know, I did that. I made sure that I took my time and went up there. He didn't hear from me for like a year.
Because right.
I really wanted to get my stuff together and get my growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I did, man. I just took my time and made
right.
some classic music, man. And
no,
took it up to
up.
Him, man.
You now... Know cause we gotta talk about it. I'm not even gonna spend too much time. But you brought up his name, DJ K Slay. You were with
right.
the Street Sweepers at one point.
Right.
Now, how is that? Like, I'm not saying that you have a relationship with him, but like with all like what was going on
right.
between you and Slay.
Right.
Did it. Kind of, did you think that like it was gonna blackball your career and like moving forward now? Like how did you handle all that? Because I did see, you know, like both YouTube, you mm-hmm. know, things
right.
that was going on. Like
right.
I said, I really don't even want to spend too much time
right.
on because
right.
it was something negative. But you know, but now it's a good
right.
thing because you got your project out. But
exactly.
like, explain that to the people real quick.
Yeah, I mean, it actually backfired on him,
right?
Because you know, what I'm saying I won the lawsuit. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? My name was forged. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? We went through the court system. They kept on, you know, the people's money, like he said, the people's
mm-hmm.
money was long.
Right.
But the funny thing that he left out the whole thing was he told the people that I had another deal.
Right.
And I didn't have another deal. What was happening was these people sued me for my label.
Okay.
So they was trying to say their label, my label was theirs.
Okay.
And this is the same label that K Slay used to yell out on my mixtapes.
Got you.
So why would you even say that I had another deal when you used to represent my label? Now you knew that these cats is coming at my label.
Mm-hmm.
I always told them everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if people really listen to the interview,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning he says, I don't know these cats. They coming at me.
He did say that. He did say that.
In the middle of the interview, he said, I can call the dude and tell you what happened
mm-hmm.
and bring the dude to the station. So which one is it? You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So he kind of played himself, and a lot of people knew that he was lying through the whole thing. And you know what? I can't even say a lot of things bad because you know what? He gave me an opportunity.
Right.
But at the same point, resurrecting the dead made people aware of what was going on. And that was my first mixtape. And Resurrecting the Dead, I did it independently.
Okay.
And it wound up being in the Source magazine and stuff before I was even with Slay.
Word.
So I was already going in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was going to make my name regardless of K Slay or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then when I was with him, all them collabs and everything, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? When he talk about, oh, I got you with Bus. Nah, Bus came looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Bus stood away from that situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he was running his mouth reckless, so that's why I did the Goya Project and
okay.
went and got 40 MCs to show him that everybody fuck with Lou.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry about that. Edit that.
All right, look.
My bad. I'm going to clean that up.
Look, but look.
That everybody messed with Lou. I'm sorry.
Like, going forward, like, how is it now? Because, you know, like Slay does have like a lot of pull in New York. Like,
yeah.
Like, did you sit back and think, man, you know, I want this project to go, future projects, and you know, how am I going to be perceived
right.
up in New York City? So, like, did you like think about that? And like, how's the outcome now?
Honestly, I kept going to New York and doing shows and everything. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? And it was like, the love, it was like I got more love. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? It was like people wanted to really mess with me. It was crazy because there was a lot of DJs coming up to me that didn't want to mess with me before because I was with Slay. You know what I mean? Then you had the DJs that, you know, they suck up. Just like the MCs, they suck up. And they like, oh, you know what I mean? You had that. I don't want that to interfere with my career because you got to play my music. But then you got so many, man. It just outweighed everything.
Okay.
And with the times right now, you know what I'm saying? It's a different time.
Yeah,
I said he can only blackball me for so much. Mm-hmm. And as long as I keep on making these records and connecting with the right people, I know I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I just kept on pushing.
That's what's up. You know, moving forward, because I don't even want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
Because we came up here to talk about your record label and your new project. Tell me about your record label first.
Lost City Records, man. Mm-hmm. It was something independently that I had, you know what I'm saying, for the longest, you know what I'm saying, like early 2000, you know what I mean? And, you know, we were starting. It started in the hood, of course, like anybody, you know what I mean, starts. But I always stuck to that. Even when I got to the times that I did sign with Street Sweepers, I kept was repping Lost City and trying to get cats from my hood that I knew could spit and stuff and put them down, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get them a name and put it out there.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm the first artist on my own label.
Okay.
I'm on some P. Diddy stuff right now.
You trying to sign other artists too?
After, I'm going to see what I do first.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta work on yourself first, exactly, then build
exactly,
up.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. So that's what I'm doing. Once I kick in the doors and stuff like that, I definitely want to work with artists, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You know, I definitely just want to have a successful label and, you know, help other cats get on and, you know what I mean, make their way in the music industry, you
That's
know what
what's
I mean,
up.
And not go through a lot of pain, you know what I'm saying, that I felt, you know what I'm
now,
saying?
Now, the first project off your label is your mixtape that's out, that's
right.
coming out.
That's
so
coming
tell me
out.
About that. Tell me about your mixtape. We were talking off the air, and you got to tell people who's on the album because it is ridiculous. I mean, it's hip-hop 101, people. So you got the floor. Go ahead. Tell people about your mixtape and who's on it.
The new mixtape is called Pray For Me Till I Die.
Okay.
Hosted by DJ Ronan. And, you know, I got Planet Asia on it.
Mm-hmm.
I got Jack Frost. Shout out to Jack Frost. Shout out to Planet Asia. I got Rusty Jux.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I even got some love from somebody nobody even gonna believe, just showed me love on the joint, and it was Wiz Khalifa.
Really?
So it was like just showing love to a hip hop head. So I had to respect him for that. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? He sent me a drop and was like, yo, you know, this for your mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like what you doing, you know, maybe one day we can link, you know what I'm saying? And then later on get a verse or whatever. You feel me? A verse popping for your joint. And it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, so I knew my name was out there, you know what I'm saying? And still alive. And, you know, I could do damage. But, and at the same time, I'm working on an album in between the mixtapes. And I'm trying to get, like, Talib on there. I'm trying to get Nas. I'm trying to go a major, you know
now
what
see,
I mean, for the album.
That's the one thing I like about you, because you're a real MC.
Yeah,
meaning that you could do the mainstream stuff.
Right.
And you can come back, but you stick to your roots in you know, real hip-hop.
Definitely.
Well, I don't really want to see, like, hip-hop that people really don't pay too much attention to now.
Exactly.
And that's what I like about you, because, like, you're a young guy. and it's like you've been schooled by the right people. And it's like I can just tell by the pedigree of artists that you work with that this is going to be something major, not just for you, but, like, for the city of Camden. And before we get into your tracks, tell me how, like, the hip-hop scene in Camden is right now.
It's great, man. It's more open. It's a little bit diverse, but we got cats that's really, you know what I mean, like on a grind now. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the cats that I put on that one track that I did for the city.
I love that track.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah.
And you know, I got like T Sabo, Shot to Sabotage.
Just, you know, up and coming artists.
Yeah, up and coming artists. I got you know, Mr. Fickle.
Fickle, yep.
I got my brother Shaquille on there. You know what I'm saying? You know, Point Blank. You know,
these dudes is major, man.
Yeah, yeah. And they putting in work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they are.
They really putting in work. So, you know, I just went in and rounded them up. And I'm doing a part two, which I'm getting some of the other cats that I left out. Like, you know, I'm putting Apollo the Great on there. You know what I'm saying? Ricky Stills. And other cats that, you know what I'm saying, from from old to new to cats in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just spreading the wealth, you know what I'm saying, and giving them some shine and giving them a platform for they can see, you know what I'm saying, that Camden has talent. You feel me?
Yeah, look, man, I always did say that Camden has a wealth of talent. And it's going to take, you know, like, because Apollo the Great is doing this thing. Mr. Fickle's doing this thing.
Definitely.
And, you know, you're always doing your thing. And it's like, either you three, then it's the door's going to be wide open for the serious artists.
Exactly.
Everybody can't get on.
Exactly.
Because everybody's not nice.
Yeah.
I heard some garbage coming out of Camden. I'm not going to lie. Shout out to Royce. You know, Royce Castro.
Royce Castro.
He's nice. Yeah, look him up. He's a young dude. Yeah, he's doing his thing.
I think no, you're talking about Cass. Yeah, my man Castro, he's always in and out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely doing his thing.
But this ain't about Royce. Shout out to you, but you know. This is about Big Lou right now. Look, what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into like two of your songs, then we're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up. You're going to give out your information. And that's how we're just going to do it. We got Big Lou in the building. Side B Radio on WPRB 103.3 FM. Yo, give your shout outs, man. 609-258-1033. 609-258-1233. Let's get into this music real quick. Side B Radio on WPRB 103.3 FM. Side B Radio on WPRB 103.3 FM. New music by my man Big Lou. He's in the building. We played two songs by you. The first one was Radio, and the second one was We Run the City?
Yeah.
Run the City. Now tell me about Radio real quick.
Radio, man. Radio is just like, you know, telling all these radio stations, like, it don't matter if you're going to play me or not, because you know what? Times change. I'm gonna be all over your Facebook. I'm gonna be all over your Twitter. I'm gonna be all over YouTube, World Star Hip Hop. So regardless, if you don't want to let me get heard to them thousands and millions of people, I'm gonna get it done a different route. You feel me?
Right.
And it's like, you know what I mean? Times change, but I'm gonna still spread that real hip hop word to the world. You feel me? And they can't deny me.
Yo, man, I love the song. I mean, it was like we were talking off the air. It's something different because, like, a lot of cats they don't want to do that type of hip hop.
Right.
And like we were just saying, it's like, okay, once like the ratchetness is done,
mm-hmm.
what are cats gonna do? Because they only do one thing. But that's what I like about you. You can do mainstream. You could do like real hip hop, like this mixtape that's coming out. And and we just play Run the City. So tell me about that song.
Run the City, man. It's just something like, you know what I mean? I gave them a modern beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that they want to hear now, but I'm going to give them my message.
Right.
You feel me? I'm going to draw them in with the beat. They're going to love them beats. Since you love the beats like that 2 Chainz play or whatever, and that's why I say, you know what I mean? I ain't going to give you Jeezy. I ain't going to give you Wayne. I ain't going to give you Ross or give you 2 Chainz. You know what I mean? But I'm going to make you feel like Method when I bring the pain.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, who do you listen to? Who does Big Lou listen to?
Man, I listen to all the old classics, the Woos, the Rakims, you know what I'm saying? I listen to
what do you know about that? You're
too
young,
man.
You're too young.
Nah,
you're a young boy.
I ain't that young, man.
You know what? Real quick, I don't mean to cut you off, but you know what? Somebody told me that you played ball at one point back in the day. And you know what? I think I played against you. I think I came down there to Camden.
If you played against me, I'll probably score 40 on you.
Oh, and I scored 43. I'm pretty sure. I'm like, Cass, like, yo, you know, Lou used to play ball, bro. I'm like,
yeah, man.
Where? I said, where? Can't. I'm like, you know what? I probably did play against him.
Yeah, man. We used to, me and my man G Carter on back of me, man. Every
I probably used to dunk on him, so I ain't even gonna worry about that.
every time, Waddy Wag, shout to Waddy Wag.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every time he wanted to get a workout, you know, he would call G and be like, yo, you know, bring Lou, bring your 5. You know what I'm saying? And we would play. And who used to have on me, G, like Lou, his guard Lou, and I used to blow his head off so bad. And he was like, and Wani used to argue with him, I told you, stick to Puerto Rican boy, don't think because he Puerto Rican, he can't shoot. And that's what I would do. I would shoot from half court and make it.
You know what? Yeah, I would hate to play against you. But look, man, I want to thank you for coming up. But how can people get in contact with you, and how can people get in and get a hold of this project once it comes out?
It's going to be everywhere, man. They're going to definitely hear about it. It's going to be all over the internet. It's going to be all over the street. The campaign that I got is going to be crazy. So it's definitely going to get around. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
And we're going to hit old school way too, you know what I'm saying, and hit the streets with a crazy street team too, you know what I'm saying. So I'm gonna be definitely hitting everything hard from here to VA, you know what I'm saying, to
word.
Cali and everything, you know what I'm saying. I'm definitely gonna go touch, you know, Cali, you know what I mean. And,
that's what's
and,
up. And that's good
and
money right there
the
too.
Big dogs, yeah, definitely. You know
hey,
what I mean.
So you got an email?
Yeah, man. If you got dope beats, man, you know anything, send it to BigLouLCR@gmail.com. Once again, that's BigLouLCR@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, @BigLouHipHop, everything. You know what I'm saying? @BigLouHipHop. You know what I mean? That's